May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1086. Peace, my complaining, doubting heart, ye busy cares be still, adore the just, the sovereign Lord, nor murmur at his will. 1086.
Thank you. May the Lord help us to read from His holy word, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1. Deuteronomy, chapter 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Parham and Tophel and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 14th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel, according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Ashtaroth in Edrei, on this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, saying, The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you, as he hath promised you. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance, and your burden, and your strife? Take you wise men, and understanding, and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye answered me, and said, The thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charge your judges at that time, saying, Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously, between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all the things which ye should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which ye saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain, and came unto the valley of Eshcol, and searched it out. And they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and brought it down unto us, and brought us word again, and said, it is a good land, which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tents, and said, because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bear thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went, until ye came into this place. Yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you, to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to show you by what way ye should go, and in a cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and was wroth and sware, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land, which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, thou also shalt not go in thither. But Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither. And unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you, and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then ye answered and said unto me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when he had girded every man his weapons of war, ye were ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord said unto me, Say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies. So I spake unto you, and ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites which dwelt in that mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir even unto Hormah. And ye returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. So ye abode in Kadesh many days, according unto the days that ye abode there. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. Now may he help us and teach us to pray. O Lord, truly it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Thou knowest how we come fearful, how we come trembling, how we come desiring to know thy will, thy way. Oh, do lead us in a plain path. Favour us to be found looking by God-given faith, faith from above, faith that finds that rock which is Christ, looking unto Jesus. Oh, do be the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, how dreadful if we are left to sense and reason. We're left to something of our own building, of our own construction. Oh, great will be the fall of it. But, oh Lord, in mercy deal with us in this time state. Oh, may we not come under that solemn word. Let them alone. Blind leaders of the blind to both fall into the ditch. In thy rich mercy, O Lord, leave us not alone. Oh, leave us not to that form that denies the power. Leave us not, O Lord, to our sin, our confusion of faith. Oh, Lord, may we be found sacredly longing, sacredly pursuing. Oh, do help us to look again toward thy holy temple. Oh, Lord, it's no exaggeration that great is our need, great is our sin. And oh, it's the sin that doth so easily beset us. How can we bring it before thee? But oh, our plea once more, as we stand afar off, is God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thou knowest how we wallow in the mire of sin. But oh, could thou take away the love of sinning? Could thou Alpha and Omega be? Could thou for a few moments of time this night come and cast out? Come and, Lord, shut the doors of thy house. Come, dear Lord, with that blessing, that sweet savour, and so fill the house with thy honour and glory, the house of precious, never-dying souls. There's no room then for man. There's no room then for the priest to enter. But oh, if thou, dear Lord Jesus, that Lord, high and holy one that inhabiteth eternity, such a high priest, that now roars and reigns for thy dear people. Oh, if thou dost come, dear Lord Jesus, we will be blessed. Come, blessed Spirit of truth, then. Reveal the things of God. Make to our salvation known witness with the blood. Hear the prayers of this church and people. Thou knowest every need, every burden, every concern. Oh, we give thanks truly for every mercy past, all the way the Lord our God has led us. Lord, oh, thou hast brought safely hitherto. Hitherto hath the Lord helped. And Lord, we do pray that thou would help still. Favour them to lean upon their beloved. In much mercy remember their dear children and dear younger ones. May they all be taught of the Lord. Oh, may they come under that right influence. And Lord, be delivered from all evil, led not into temptation. Implant thy fear deep within. And Lord, do keep them as the very apple of thine eye. And oh, do provide education's pathway. Provide, Lord, those things in employment. Those things, Lord, concerning loved ones. Those things concerning homes. Those things concerning dear families. The Lord will provide. The Lord will see. Oh, do it for thy great name's sake. Have mercy upon them, O Lord, have mercy upon them. And Lord, whether we be, as it were, relatively new parents, or Lord, grandparents, great-grandparents here perhaps this night, oh, do still keep, do still provide. We plead it once more. And Lord, we do need it. My God shall supply all your need according to those riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In much mercy then, remember each in their various needs and undertake for them. Favour each one daily to seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and to know that all these things shall be added unto you. In thy rich mercy, remember those that hope to be joined together in the coming month. Lord, do bless them. Do undertake for them. Do provide for them. And Lord, favour them together. Lord, to cast every burden, every need upon the Lord, and each, Lord, in their pathways. Lord, oh, to know that one in Christ, that one accord and one place, there will be those things, Lord, that come. But oh, what a mercy, what a favour, if thou dost provide that, to walk together, looking unto Jesus. And Lord, those that seek this mercy, that seek this blessing, that seek loved ones to walk together with in the pathway of life, oh, may they be favoured to look unto thee in this also. In mercy then, remember, Lord, those that may be with child, and Lord, do undertake, we do pray, each in their separate pathways, those things in the coming days, those things in the coming week, and weeks, O Lord, and those that travel. Lord, do watch over them, and may there be a proving the Lord watch between me and thee, absent the one from the other. Do help and grant that good success and those journeying mercies. Do hear prayer, Lord, that thou would be with those that walk in loneliness and sorrow. Oh, those in old age and all that it means, do provide for them. Do strengthen them. Do be with them. Be very near, O Lord. Lord, we do plead as we think of one another. We think of those hard cases and, oh, those that truly need thee, my grace sufficient for thee. Oh, that they might find that rock which is Christ in their deep afflictions and sorrows. In mercy, remember those as they gather at home this night. Thy dear servant, we trust, is among them. We think of another, Lord, recently thrust forth in thy great and holy name to be his help and his guard. Fill the earthen vessel to thy honour, glory and praise. And Lord, we pray for this where thy people gather. We pray, Lord, those that they, as they may care, Lord, for younger ones or perhaps older ones in the home, Lord, we pray for them. And oh, we pray that thou would grant thy help and thy presence. The day is far spent, but it's not yet ended. We do plead then that we might be favored to be found the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. May we find the deep that couches beneath, be taken as a little child, led into the truth as it is in Jesus. Hear prayer that thy will might be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hear prayer that there might be that to thy honour and thy glory, and that for the good of precious never dying souls. Oh, send no praying soul empty away this night. Help them, dear Lord. Strengthen them, be with them. In mercy, do prove then, certainly I will be with thee. And Lord, could there be that certainty as we gather round thy table? Oh, to be favoured to remember thee. Oh, may this be precious unto us. May thy blood, thy sacrifice be precious. Oh, may there be that sacred awe in it. And that, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as me? Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus then. Help our dear friend at the desk, yea, each deacon, in all their need and pathway. Favour thy people here to bear one another's burdens, and Lord, may they be favoured. Lord, help together then, to look unto Jesus still. Draw help and strength, and Lord, those tokens from above. In mercy, remember those in authority over us. We are exhorted to pray for all men. Oh, we do plead, Lord, that thou would work in our royal house, in our parliament. Work, Lord, raise up men, women of prayer. May there be those that turn to the wall and pray to the Lord. And Lord, those that keep the peace in this land and abroad. Those that wait so anxiously at home. Oh, hear prayer for them. And oh, could there be those that return. And Lord, afterwards testify to the churches what thou hast done for them. In the midst of bitter conflict. Lord, it has been known in former days. Could it be known again? Oh, I will restore that we read in thy word, the years the locust, the cankerworm hath eaten. Oh, dear Lord, do it for thy great name's sake. Oh, leave us not to come to nothing. Shine, blessedly shine by thy powerful, almighty Spirit. Oh, in this dark land of ours, and Lord, in the darkness, in the nations of the earth, in those in bitter conflict, oh, do thou yet bless the peacemakers. Hear our poor cries then. Help us, O Lord, dip our foot in oil, make us acceptable to the brethren. Dear Lord, do thou come, and blessedly take command this night. Oh, that all might redound to thy honour, glory, and praise. So help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And oh, as the wicked plotteth, blessed Lamb, do thou overcome. We ask it for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 682. While Jesus whispers peace and unctuously displays the matchless beauties of his grace, our hearts approve his ways. 682.
in complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read, Deuteronomy chapter 1, and two words found in verse 38. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 38, and the words are, encourage him. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Deuteronomy. We could speak of it as a speech, a rehearsal of all that the Lord had done. Moses stands now, that work nearly complete. All that the Lord had called him to do, and it proved that the Lord had spoken at the burning bush, certainly I will be with thee. The Lord had brought his people, in spite of many troubles, in spite of much sin, in spite of much rebellion, in spite of all that they were, to the shores of the promised land. Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. They had been brought out of Egypt by a mighty hand. And of course, that journey through that great and terrible wilderness was typical. It speaks of that journey. It speaks of that pathway. The Lord's people will in some measure walk here below, and they prove this is not their home. They prove there is that yet to come. But the work of Moses might be coming to an end, but the work must continue. There is a journey yet before. There is an overcoming yet before. In the purposes of heaven, they were not just to come to the shores, as it were, to the borders, to the boundaries of the promised land and just view it. They were to go in. And there was to be that fruit. There was to be that establishing. There was to be that building. The Lord would bring his dear people fully in, despite or in spite of all that they were. They were marked for sin in that wilderness journey, and your little ones, whom ye spake, would be a prey. They will go in to possess it. But there was one whom the Lord had singled out. There was one whom the Lord had burdened, There was one whom the Lord had showed unto Moses, he must take up that mantle. Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him. Now, how many times do we read in the books of Moses of that encouragement for Joshua? And after Moses had been gathered unto the Lord, we read the opening of the book of Joshua, how Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. And oh soul, it's sweet and it's deep in those blessed encouragements in Christ Jesus. Now each and every one of us here is on a journey. Each and every one of us here has that pathway to walk out. But before we go any further, let's be abundantly crystal clear on this encouragement. This encouragement from heaven is to those that follow in the footsteps of the flock, looking unto Jesus. There was no encouragement to turn back. No encouragement to turn to the right hand or to the left. Encouragement to know and do the Lord's will. And with Joshua, he would prove at the end, not one thing had failed of all that the Lord had spoken. There was an overcoming. There was a going in and inheriting it. The Lord's blessing was known in it. I know that there were failings. I know that there were trials. I know that there were difficulties. Read the word. Wouldn't skate over them. Joshua was still a sinner. There were times when he turned and was left to sense and reason, when he was left to himself, as it were. But oh, the Lord was merciful in it all, in spite of sin and in spite of all. And he did blessedly bring in. More of that, if the Lord will. But encourage him. Firstly, there is a soul here this night. Oh, you couldn't even say you're on the journey. You couldn't even say you have that before. You don't know where you are. You could come in with the wandering. You could come in at times with a waste howling wilderness. You could come in with the sin and the rebellion. But soul, is this a word for you this night? A word of encouragement. A word to strengthen. A word to help. Let's pause a moment. This afternoon, called upon at Southery to take the Lord's table. Read once more that precious chapter, 53rd of Isaiah. Struck me the many in that sacred portion of the Lord's word O soul, why not for thee? It's your soul, it's my soul, but oh, are you tempted? Are you tried? Are you shut out? Oh, that was to blessedly justify many, to bring many, the sacrifice, oh, the suffering, the shedding of blood, the agonies, the darkness, the burden of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and soul, it was not in vain that he might bring many sons and daughters to glory. Dear John, and have you ever sensed the dear man even, as it were, caught his very breath at it in the revelation as he was shown a number that no man can number, that stood before the throne out of every kindred, nation and tongue? They were a purchased flock. Oh, there may be those at times, I don't know how it is in these parts, but I know in London, sometimes get those that come to the door and they point to this part of the Lord's word and they point to that part of the Lord's word and they pluck, as it were, parts out of it. And they claim this portion and that portion. And they limit the power of God. I remember Lord's dear servant, Mr. Leslie Hyde. Some of you older ones might remember him. Once speaking from the pulpit of those came and knocked on the door. He said, don't get into argument with them. Just ask them one word. What think ye of Christ? They'll go then. So, encourage him. The Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ suffered to purchase a flock, to purchase many, and I say it with authority from the word of God, and may the blessed Spirit seal it to your precious, never dying soul. Don't, the old enemy would shut you out. But don't agree with the enemy. Turn to the word of God. Oh, you look how those ancient Israelites and those spies that came back, 10 of them, what did they look at? They looked at the numbers that were against them. They looked at the height of the cities. They looked at those feared ones in those days, the Anakims, the sons of the Anakims were there. Giants. In those days when physical stature meant so much in battle, they were overcome with fear. Oh, so fear makes us shrink. It's not exalting our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Did we quote this morning, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Encourage. Encourage him, encourage her, encourage this little one, encourage this shrinking one. Encourage this soul brought low. Encourage this soul full of fear. But this soul burdened, this soul trembling, this soul so fearful, encourage for what? Well, to go to the New Testament language, to take up your cross and follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. How do you know your cross is, but your pathway? The Lord will make it known. This is the way, walk ye in it. Ponder the path of thy feet. The Lord showed Joshua what he had to do. The Lord met with Joshua. The Lord went before Joshua. Joshua had known in that wilderness journey, as the people had known, that guided that fiery pillar by night, and that protected also, and the cloudy pillar by day. And when that moved, they moved. Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount, as the Lord spake in Horeb, turn you and take your journey. Encourage him. But oh, soul, does sin eat away? Does it wear away? Does it wear out? Encourage him. Lord, as dear Ruth, I'm not like unto one of thy handmaidens. I can't see any evidences. I can't find anything. Why thou shouldest have mercy upon me? And oh, so I ask you this. There never been any encouragement. Have there never been any answers of peace? Have there never been any prayers that the Lord has answered? Don't dismiss it. Don't you dare, before Almighty God of heaven and earth, the prayer of a child enters in. You be very, very careful, soul. And don't dare trample his word and his work underfoot. Oh, soul. But may there be some encouragement. Lord, and it may have been a very simple thing. It may have been something that you'd be embarrassed to tell to any other. But you turned aside in secret, where only the Lord knew, and you spread this matter before the Lord. You said, perhaps I'm not much good at this, Lord, but oh, could thou help me in this? Did he appear? You may say, well, there are many things. I've tried to ask for help concerning. Many times taken this particular thing before the Lord, or that particular thing. Where are the answers to that? The journey was still before Joshua. And if the Lord has, blessed be his holy name, give thanks for it, praise his holy name, Lord. Oh, thou didst appear in this. Dear Mr. Ramsbottom, remember reading of something he wrote about years ago now, when he wrote a list of hard things, difficult things, impossible things. And then years later, when turning out, he found that list again. And he marveled as he went down it, how the Lord had appeared. And so this encourages us. Lord, oh, canst thou not appear in this also? I remember a time, it's a dark time spiritually. Truly all these things were against me. Same the Lord's people also. But he knoweth the way that I take. I say a dark time. Oh, in the deep, in the depths of it, there was such a precious at times laying help upon one that is mighty. But as I brought before the Lord, Lord, how thou hast appeared in this, in that, the other. And canst thou not, Lord, appear in this also? He knoweth the way that I take. Seems to be a word quoted, I think we quoted it twice this morning. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knoweth. But oh, encouraged soul, faint yet pursuing. Dear Gideon, he'd had those helped, he'd had those tokens. The Lord encouraged him again and again. And oh, that final encouragement when he went down to that camp and heard the Midianites recounting the dream one to the other. There we read Gideon worshipped. Oh, strengthened. And so may you be strengthened by his word. And may there be some strength from his word for you this night. Some word to take home. Some word to find. Some word to eat. Some sip, some crumbs from the master's table, a very present help in time of need, encouragement to go on, to take, as it were, another step in his fear and in desire and in love. Notice the timing of the encouragement. Moses was still there. Moses was rehearsing this, expounding it, proclaiming it, preaching it before the people. He knew what they were. And there would be a coming into that promised land and they would need the Lord as much there, if not more. But oh, encouragement for that way. Now, the dear Lord Jesus, how he encouraged his dear disciples. We read time and time again how the Lord took them and set before them his pathway and commanded them concerning those things to come and that he would give them another comforter. Even the Spirit of Truth. What encouragement there is in the 14th of John. What encouragement, oh, for the journey. What encouragement those on that Emmaus road, downcast, sad, encourage him. It still lives. Soul, it's still there. from his sacred word of truth. Encourage him. But does sin so hold you back? Does sin so cause you to fall? David fell under sin. Peter fell under sin. There are encouragements in the Lord's word not to sin. But there are encouragements for fallen sinners. There are encouragements not to be left to despair. Not to be left to our fears. Not to be left to the fear of man and the fear of the enemy. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. But they are encouragements to pour out the need before the Lord. To pray as we touched on this morning. Those mercies from the God of heaven. That he would blessedly appear, encourage. And who can tell if the Lord will? Oh, hearken, who can tell if the Lord will appear? He appeared for dear Peter, he broke Peter's heart. And that's a blessing indeed, to have the heart and marble of the heart broken down. His love, his mercy, his long-suffering, his compassion, his loving-kindness. Oh, how free. Encourage him. Hope in his word. Hope that steadies. Hope as that anchor. Hope as that sea anchor that steadies in the midst, in the course, in the way. That holds the small vessel on its course. In the midst of the turmoil of the storm, encourage him. And is there one that knows Hannah's pathway? The bitterness, the weeping. Knows the adversary is provoked sore. You look at Hannah's case. How could the poor woman go up? Seemed at those times. Oh, we read of those songs, those psalms that were sung anticipating as they went up to those solemn feasts, as they gathered in love, in desire, as they anticipated the Lord's presence. But oh, it seemed to but rub salt in the wound, poor Hannah. Singled out. Barrenness. Do you know it? Do you know it spiritually? But oh, she came to that place where she poured out her soul before the Lord. Where she truly, oh, was enabled to seek and to find. She went down to her house no more sad, spite of being misunderstood by men. But oh, soul, there came a time when the Lord remembered her. The Lord spake that word. Oh, sealed it with divine authority to my soul in the midst of a sermon. Over Chapel Tunbridge Wells. And the Lord remembered her. And my soul leapt at it. My soul rejoiced in it. Encourage him. You may feel to be alone, sinner. You may feel to be afar off. You think of blind Bartimaeus also. He couldn't see. But oh, that set time came. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. The cry that stopped the Lord of life and glory. And when the Lord blessedly appeared for him, whom did he see? None other than his Lord. No other than this same Jesus. Encourage him. Oh, may you find then blessings and encouragement for sinners in his holy word. Encourage him. But we've also had to touch this, and I know nothing of other Lord's servants and what they're led to preach in this house of prayer. The Lord knows. But I cannot pass this word by in this sense. Is there one? Is there more than one? The Lord's preparing for some pathway. You may have told not a soul upon this earth. It's between you and your God. You may twist from it, try to turn from it, but it holds you. So, in a sacred sense, you follow the pathway of your Lord and Savior in this. He was nailed to his cross. You may argue as Moses argued. Who am I that I will go, must go and appear before Pharaoh? But oh, may the Lord seal his own word powerfully. I have chosen thee. Dismisses all arguments, but soul, encourage him. There are sweet and precious promises in the pathway. And they're not only for those, in a sense, we all have that individual pathway to walk out. Each of the Lord's people, in some measure, must take up that cross and follow the Lord. And oh, the need for those promises to plead, the need to have that to spread before the throne of grace. But oh, in the particular burdens, in the particular needs, in the particular offices, as Joshua here, there is that need for encouragement. Fearful. Shrinking from it. But oh, encourage him. And you know, a praying church and people, they may not say anything openly, but they'll plead this word at the throne of grace. They'll rejoice in the purposes of heaven. They'll tremble at it. But oh, if thou dost raise up to thy honour, glory and praise, there must be that continuing. There will yet be souls called out of nature's darkness into his marvellous light. There will yet be souls wrought upon. There will yet be blessed be his holy name. Souls for hire, seals for the ministry. Encourage him. What a mercy. The throne of grace is there. What a mercy to lift up our arms, our hands, as it were, in prayer. Prayer one for another. Encourage him. Lord, for thy great name's sake, oh, encourage him, that there may be an unfolding of the purposes of heaven in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way, that there may be, oh, that travail for precious, never dying souls. His dear church and people need this. They need it much in this dark day. But the Lord knows them that are his. He knows those hidden ones. Oh, that the Lord's word may not return unto him void then, but it may accomplish that which he pleases. Encourage him. Dear praying church and people, travail to know the Lord's will. Travail to know his way. And to quote that word, the kingdom of heaven taken by violence and the violent take it by force. It speaks of that spiritual travail. It speaks of that spiritual laying hold of. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. As a prince thou hast power with God and hast prevailed. And may the Lord not leave us to the judgment of man. May the Lord not leave us to sense and reason. But oh, may there be much grace given. May there be much help given. The Lord is working, you know. The Lord is blessedly working, but there is a God in heaven. May the Lord blessedly cut through the thoughts of man. Oh, he works still. Much to discourage in our dark day and generation. But I will work, and who shall let it? Where do you find in the word of God that that stops in the year 2010? It doesn't. It's to the end of the world. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Encourage him. There is the end of the journey. That word we find in the Acts has been on my mind also. Paul, when there were those that would discourage him going up to Jerusalem. What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? Oh, he must go up. But they came to this, the dear people at last, the will of the Lord be done. They cease. Different ones brought different tokens. There was that by the blessed Spirit of truth. They feared, and it was a fear in love. Mark it, we wouldn't just dismiss it. There was that in love that helped. But encourage him. Encourage in that way the will of the Lord be done and strengthen in it. And oh, so we don't want to lose them, do we? But oh, as we do see a coming down, as we do see, oh, this old body of sin and death, wearied and brought low. Oh Lord, could there be that blessedly and increasingly shines through? Could there be those true tokens? Could there be those very present helps? Could there be those encouragements? My mind once more goes to the 23rd Psalm. Is it precious to you? Does it increasingly shine? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Encourage him in that journey, in that pathway. Oh, and the blessings. My cup runneth over. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, an anointing for the pathway. Arise, anoint him, this is he. The Lord knows the pathway. And an anointing for the burial then. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. There is that before. It's not finished yet. Shall follow me all the days of my life. What then? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, it's come to a close, but encourage him. Oh, is there a link? The whole word of God is one, you know, between that the Lord gave for the morning hour and that now. But there is a God in heaven. Oh, do you have that that opposes? Do you have that that would bring you low? Do you have that many errands to the throne of grace? Do you know those enemies? Do you know those fears? Do you know those things as you venture forward? Encourage him. That pathway then. Oh, the only safety I know on this earth is following the Lamb. Looking unto the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, continually casting the burden upon him, continually seeking his face, continually seeking first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And oh, encourage. Lastly, a word for our dear young friends, a hope to be joined together. Encourage him. Oh, that encouraging of one another in love. And those of us that are older, may we not forget those vows. Oh, bearing one another's burdens in love. Encouraging one another then, quietly, words of encouragement at times to go on. Oh, helping one another, looking unto Jesus together. Oh, dear young friends, there are many witnesses in this house of prayer, the blessing of the Lord in it. Younger ones, I truly believe, yea, I know, and older ones also. May the Lord encourage you then, and may encourage us each in the pathway.
collections last Lord's Day amounted to £865, for which we are very thankful. There will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field. Mr. Ince is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Hymn 572. Before the earth or seas were made, Jesus was chosen as our head, the Father's first elect. In him the church was chosen too, and he engaged to bring them through, nor will he them neglect. 572.
but do bless, abundantly bless thine own pure word. The close of the services of thy house, take us each as we go in peace and safety. Oh, encourage in the pathway. Encourage tried souls and tempted souls. Encourage individuals. Encourage those together to go on looking unto thee. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.